KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Tom Trowbridge. Looking back at his two terms as mayor of Santa Fe, his final one ending in 2014, David Koss calls the experience an honor and recounts it a top accomplishment, refining the city's living wage ordinance.
We passed the living wage while I was councilor, but while I was mayor, we reenacted that living wage to make it cover everybody, so that we stopped goofing around with, do you have 10 employees or more? And also to make it go up with the cost of living, so that every year the living wage increases with the consumer price index, which I think, you know, has kept us up. We're now approaching $11 an hour. And when you look at states like California and Washington phasing in $15 an hour, we'll be close to $15 an hour by the time they get to $15 an hour.
Another highlight for then-Mayor Koss came in 2010, celebrating the city's 400th anniversary.
We had a visit from the Prince of Spain, from the ambassador to the U.S. from India, the ambassador to the U.S. from Mexico, and thank God for Ben Ray Lujan and Tom Udall, because we had about zero interest from our United States government in the 400th anniversary of the city.
Koss calls the Great Recession his biggest challenge as mayor.
But it was also something to see Santa fans working together and saying, we're going to keep our economy going, keep people employed, keep doing things while we weather this storm. So, you know, shop local campaigns on the plaza around the downtown where I had shopping competitions.
Former Santa Fe Mayor David Koss, now chair of the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.